From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. New French President François Hollande flew to Berlin for a meeting with Germany's Chancellor Angela Merkel today. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports they talked about Europe's debt crisis.
Hollande and Merkel sharply disagree on the best way to lead Europe out of the debt crisis. Merkel's pushed for deep budget cuts. Hollande wants renewed emphasis on growth. At a press conference after their meeting, Merkel signaled a willingness to at least talk about growth ideas.
Wachstum ist erstmal ein allgemeiner Begriff. Wachstum muss bei den Menschen ankommen.
Growth is a broad concept. It has to reach the people, she said. I look forward to the fact that we've agreed to work through the various ideas and how growth can be achieved. I'm fully confident, she said, we share more in common when it comes to growth, even if there's the odd difference of opinion between us. The two leaders also stress that they hope Greece, despite its massive troubles, stays in the eurozone. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Berlin.
Members of the Obama administration and lawmakers on Capitol Hill are taking aim at J.P. Morgan Chase in the wake of revelations the bank lost at least $2 billion, maybe more, making bad bets on complex financial instruments. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner said the incident helped make the case for tougher rules on financial institutions. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, had a similar take.
They were betting like you would do at the crap table in Las Vegas, and they bet the wrong way. And that's fine if they did it with their own money. But the problem is, the way Wall Street's been working is that heads, they win, tails, we lose.
J.P. Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon faced some tough questions from shareholders at the company's annual meeting in Tampa today. However, Dimon survived a vote that could have cost him his title as chairman. Confidence of home builders in the U.S. is at a five-year high. NPR's Dave Mattingly says that's the finding of a builder survey out today.
After dipping last month, builder confidence is now at a level not seen since May of 2007. That's according to the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo. David Crow is the NAHB's chief economist.
It's not like there's one region of the country that's doing better. It's just these smaller submarkets that didn't go through as much stress during the recession and are beginning to see some local economic activity.
Still, the housing market continues struggling with high unemployment, weak job growth, and foreclosure rates well above average in states such as Nevada, Arizona, and California. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. businesses were restocking their shelves in March at a slightly slower pace. Commerce Department says business inventories were up 0.3% in March, the smallest rise since November. Stocks logged their third day of losses. All three of the major indexes in the red amid continued concerns about the situation in Greece. The Dow dropped 63 points to close at 12,632. The Nasdaq lost 8 points. This is NPR. The Obama administration is declaring Alzheimer's a national challenge. In addition to adopting a national strategy aimed at coming up with better treatments for the disease by 2025, the administration announced today new websites will help families with immediate information. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius admitted that more needs to be done for the estimated 5.4 million Americans who have Alzheimer's. National Institutes of Health has said it will spend an extra $50 million on Alzheimer's research this year. Ellen DeGeneres will receive this year's Mark Twain Award for American Humor. As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, the Kennedy Center says her special brand of humor has kept us laughing for years.
One of Ellen DeGeneres' earliest TV appearances was a coveted spot on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson in 1986.
That whole fitness thing runs in my family, though, I think. That my grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 today, and we don't know where the hell she is.
The Kennedy Center says the Mark Twain Award goes to a comedian who, like Twain, is a fearless observer of society.
Summer is just around the corner, which means it is almost bathing suit season, and that is very, very exciting for almost no one.
Previous winners of the Mark Twain Prize include Bill Cosby and Tina Fey. Ellen DeGeneres will receive the award in a televised ceremony in October. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
As social networking site Facebook prepares for its initial public stock offering, the price range is already edging higher. Initially expected to go for about $34 a share, stock in the company is now expected to push to around $38 a share when it begins trading Friday. Facebook could be valued at more than $100 billion. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.